Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the family that are joining us. For those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and also later on the recording, blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, July 16, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 187, chapter 40. Entitled A Night on the Lake. This is part 2. The opening song is a scripture song from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, with a margin. Come now, let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, let us reason together, that's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord.
Sabbath blessings, everyone, if we could all kneel and bow our heads.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely throughout this week. Thank you for all the many blessings, whether big or small. Thank you for loving us and for forgiving our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Help us, dear Father God, to come together on your blessed Sabbath day. We ask that you open up our hearts and our ears and our minds and our understanding. Send your Holy Spirit to be among us to give us spiritual discernment, because we know spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Let not none of the words out of your law fall on deaf ears, our hearts, dear Father God. And let us use these lessons that we are about to partake of as words of wisdom to carry on throughout our days. Thank you for all that you have done, dear Father God, and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus I pray. Amen.
Amen and praise the Lord. Welcome to all your dear family that are joining us. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 23 from the King James Version. And it reads, And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled A Night on the Lake in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses.
Matthew 14:22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. Matthew 14:24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds was contrary.
John 6:12. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment that remains, that nothing to be lost. John 6:15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to take him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone.
John 6:16. And when eve was now come, his disciples went down into the sea.
John chapter 6 verse 17. And entered into a ship and went over the sea toward
Capernaum.
And it was now dark, and Jesus was
not come to them.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 378 through 380. We are in Desire of Ages, page 378. Blah, blah, blah.
Jesus now commands the multitude to disperse in his manner. He's so
decisive
that they dare not disobey the words of Christ.
Open your glasses, please. Layla, come on.
Jesus.
No, we're down here.
The
words
of
praise
and
exaltation
but
die
no
on their
lips
in
the
very act
of
advancing
to
seize
him.
Mm-hmm.
Their
steps
are
stayed
and the
glad
eager
look
fades
from
their
countenances. Next slide, please. See, all these words are the same. Gabby, continuing.
In that throne are men of strong mind, of firm
hand,
and firm
determination.
Determination by the kingly bearing of Jesus in his few
quiet
words of the command. Quell the turmoil.
There's no R in there. Tumult.
Tumult of frustration. Their design.
Frustrate
their designs. They recognize in him as their earthly authority, and without a question, they submit.
Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones. Question, boys and girls, mommies, what caused the multitude to disperse? And why did the multitude submit to Jesus without a question? If you know the answer to those questions, dear one, blah, blah.
Jesus was so decisive in his manner of command that they dared not disobey, and they recognized in him a power above all earthly authority.
Amen. So let us learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, and that one is in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 from the King James Version.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. Desire of Ages, page 379, bubble up.
When left alone, Jesus went up into the mountain apart to pray. For hours he continued on pleading with God, not for himself, but for men, were those prayers. He prayed for power to reveal the man to divine character of his mission, that Satan might not blind their understanding and prevent their judgment. The Savior knew that his days of personal ministry of earth on earth were nearly ended, and that few would receive him as the Redeemer.
In travail and for his disciples, they were to be grievously tried. Their long-cherished hopes, based on a popular delusion, were to be disappointed in a most painful and humiliating manner. In the place of his exaltation to the throne of David, they were to witness his crucifixion. This was to be indeed his true coronation, but they did not discern this, and in consequence, strong temptations would come to them. Next slide, please. Continuing, which it would be difficult for them to recognize as temptations. Without the Holy Spirit to enlighten the mind and enlarge the comprehension, the faith of the disciples would fail. It was painful to Jesus that their conceptions of his kingdom were to so great a degree limited to worldly aggrandizement and honor. For them, the burden was heavy upon his heart, and he poured out his supplications with bitter agony and tears.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Who was Jesus' prayer for when he left alone up into a mountain to pray? And what didn't he want the devil to do to them? If you know the answer to these two questions, dear ones, voila.
The answer is, not for himself, but for men were those prayers. He prayed for power to reveal to man the divine character of his mission, and that Satan might not blind their understanding and pervert their judgment.
Amen.
We have another question, dear ones. What would happen to the disciples without the Holy Spirit to enlighten the mind and enlarge the comprehension? And what burden was brought upon Jesus for this painful truth? If you know the answer to these two questions, dear ones, bubble up.
Their faith would fail. It was painful to Jesus that their conceptions of his kingdom were to so great a degree limited to worldly
aggrandizement
and honor, and for them the burden was heavy upon his heart, and he poured out his
supplications
with bitter
agony
and tears.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Hebrew, and that is located in chapter 11, verse 6.
Thank you.
The disciples had not pushed off immediately from the land as Jesus directed them. They waited for a time hoping that he would come to them. But as they saw that darkness was fast gathering, they entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. They had left Jesus with dissatisfied hearts, more impatient with him than ever before since acknowledged him as the Lord. Next slide.
Please.
Continuing, they murmured because they had not been permitted to proclaim him king. They bound themselves for yielding, so
they blamed themselves
for yielding so
readily
to his command. They reasoned that if they had been more persistent, they might have accomplished their purpose.
Their purpose.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How dissatisfied were the disciples with Jesus for not permitting them to proclaim him king? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble out.
The answer is they murmured because they had not been permitted to proclaim him king. They blamed themselves for yielding so readily to his command.
Amen. So let's learn yet another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5-7. If any one of the dear family would like to share the scripture song, Babala.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean unto understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, be now wise in thine own eyes. Hear the Lord and depart from evil. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen. Continuing in our reading, we are in the Isaiah pages, page 378. Babala.
Unbelief was taking possession of their minds and hearts. Love of honor had blinded them. They knew that Jesus was hated by the Pharisees, and they were eager to see him exalted as they thought he should be. To be united with a teacher who could work mighty miracles and yet be so reviled as deceivers was a trial they could ill endure. Were they always to be accounted followers of a false prophet? And continuing on the next slide. Would Christ never assert his authority as king? Why did not he who possessed such power reveal himself in his true character and make their ways less painful? Why had he not saved John the Baptist from a violent death? Thus the disciples reasoned until they brought upon themselves great spiritual darkness. They questioned, could Jesus be an impostor, as the Pharisee asserted? Desire of Ages, page 380, paragraph 1.
That is unbelief as well as love of honor. They knew that Jesus was hated by the Pharisees, and they were eager to see him exalted as they thought he should be. And thus the disciples reasoned until they brought upon themselves great spiritual darkness.
Amen.
The disciples had that day witnessed the wonderful works of Christ. It had seemed that heaven had come down to the earth. The memory of that precious, glorious day should have filled them with faith and hope. Had they, out of the abundance of their hearts, been conversing together in regards to these things, they would not have entered into temptation, but their disappointment had absorbed their thoughts.
Sir?
Mm-hmm. Words?
Words for us. Christ.
Good, say it loudly.
Christ.
Good. Gather up.
Gather up the
fragments.
Fragment.
That.
That.
Nothing.
Nothing. By.
Be.
Be.
Lost.
Lost.
Were.
Were.
Unheeded.
Unheeded.
Those were.
Those were
ours.
Ours. Us.
Good. Large.
Large.
Blessing.
Blessing to the
disciples.
Disciples. But
they.
They.
Had.
Had.
Remember that word. Forgotten.
Forgotten. T.
It.
It.
All.
All.
Same word. They.
They. Were.
Good.
In the.
Midst.
Midst. Of.
Mm-hmm. Trouble.
Trouble.
Waters.
Waters.
There.
There.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Were.
Were.
Stormy.
Storming. And.
Unreasonable.
Unreasonable. In the world, Lord
gave
them
something
else to
afflict.
Oh,
there. Same word. See there.
There.
Souls.
Sold. The
souls.
Souls. And
occupy.
Occupy.
Same word.
Word.
Their minds.
Minds. God.
Often.
Often.
Does this.
Does this.
When men.
When men.
Create.
Create.
Burdens.
Burdens.
And troubles.
And troubles. For.
Themselves.
Themselves.
How?
The.
Disciples.
Disciples.
See, same word up there.
Disciples.
Remember?
He had
no need
to
make
trouble.
Oh, already
danger was
fast
approaching. Next slide, please.
Amen. There is a promise in the Holy Scripture in Psalms 138 verse 7 from the King James. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemy, and thy right hand shall save me. Sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and calm his child. Continuing. Question, boys and girls. What things could the disciple have thought of for them not? For them to not have entered into temptation? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The memory of that precious, glorious day should have filled them with faith and hope. Had they out of the abundance of their hearts been conversing together in regard to these things, but their disappointment had abundant.
You need to go somewhere.
Absorbent.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Philippians that tells us what are the thoughts that we must concentrate on, especially where we are tempted or when there are storms in our life. These are the instructions from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, King James Version. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. We have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and now is story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time, and what are we going to read about today? The renewed heart is a pure heart. That's what we all need, is new hearts. And the scripture is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, Matthew 5:8. That's part of what we call the Beatitudes. In that chapter, there's a whole bunch of different blessings pronounced for different things. The wisdom that is from above is first pure. Into the city of God, there will enter nothing that defiles. Defiles means dirty. If we have sin in our lives, we have defiled or dirty lives. All who are to be dwellers there, if you are to live in heaven, will here have become pure in heart. In one who is learning of Jesus, there will be manifest or shown a growing distaste. That means you don't like it as much as you used to. For careless manners. Now there's an interesting word. What are manners? Well, manners are like rules, and they depend on where you are. If you're at the table, you don't scoop your food up with your fingers. If you're in meeting, you don't talk. Those are good manners. Unseeming language, that's improper words. And coarse thoughts, impure thoughts. When Christ abides or lives in the heart, there will be purity and refinement of thought and manner. That means our words and our thoughts will be kind. But the words of Jesus, blessed are the pure in heart, have a deeper meaning. Not merely or just pure in the sense in which the world understands purity. Free from that which is sensual or impure thoughts. Pure from lust or wrong desires, but true in the hidden purposes and motives of the soul, free from pride and self-seeking. That means, I want my own way. I'm looking to please myself, and I don't care what anybody else thinks. That's self-seeking. We should be humble, unselfish, and childlike. The pure in heart see God in a new, endearing relation. They see him as a loving Heavenly Father, as their Redeemer, and while they discern or understand the purity and loveliness of his character, they long to reflect his image. They want to be like him. They see him as a father, longing to embrace a repenting son, and their hearts are filled with joy. Pure in heart discern or understand the Creator in the works of his mighty hand and in the things of beauty that comprise or make up the universe. Have you ever looked at the stars? Through a strong telescope, they are every color of the rainbow, and some colors that we don't recognize hardly. It is written. In his written word, they read in clearer lines the revelation of his mercy, his grace, his goodness, and his grace. In the Bible, we read the story of his mercy, his goodness, and his grace. The truths that are hidden from the wise and prudent, that means you're careful if you're prudent, are revealed to babes. That means people who think they are wise can't understand, but the humble followers of Jesus understand. The beauty and preciousness of truth, something that is precious, is dear to us and valuable. The beauty and preciousness of truth are constantly or continually unfolding or being revealed to those who have a trusting, childlike desire to know and to do the will of God. Childlikeness. Here it means believing like a child. The pure in heart live as in the visible presence of God during the time he apportions them in this world or during their lifetime. And they will also see him face to face in the future, immortal state. Immortal means we live until we, or mortal means we live until we get old, like grandpa and grandma, and then we die. But immortal means we never die. As did Adam when he walked and talked with God in Eden. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Have you ever tried to look through a dirty window? You can't see very well. We don't see or understand God very well because of sin in our lives. Sons and Daughters of God, page 103. And again, our scripture, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick, and for all the precious family as well. We appreciate your participation. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled A Night on the Lake of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, Bubba.
God, thank you for letting me so free how to go in heaven and pray to God. And I don't listen, but it doesn't work good and mention everything that keeps us holy.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for waking me up this morning. And I hope that everyone has good dreams. And I hope that everyone is able to go to the places they need to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue with part 3, our chapter 40, entitled A Night on the Lake, that will be held July 23rd, 2016. We have also prepared activity for the entire family to enjoy and continue the dialogue. Especially in these days, there's many storms, but just remember, above the storm, there is a bright sun with rays of light, showing the rainbows of promise that salvation is still binded and Jesus Christ's arms is stretched out still. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath.